Mercy and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God to which I invite your attention is the 13th verse of the first lesson for today, Acts chapter 21, verse 13. Where Paul answered, "What are you doing, weeping and breaking my heart? For I am ready not only to be in prison, but even to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord Jesus." My dear Christian friends, ready? Please. Do not be swift and glib with an answer. The word ready does have some easy meaning, such as available, or willing, but the first meaning is prepared, prepared with what is needed, and there are no modifiers to diminish the force of that definition. The Greek for ready in Acts 21, verse 13, is a word which, together with its cognate, consistently suggests absoluteness, completeness, as is used in the Septuagint and the New Testament. And Paul said that he was ready to be in prison or to die for the name of the Lord Jesus. How can he say it? With the warnings and pleadings of the people of time, Caesarea, ringing in his ears. Naturally, Paul takes a careful, well-considered response, made possible and even inevitable by his being a man in time. He had known self-dependent thinking, having been by his own accounting a Pharisee of the Pharisees, but he had learned to know the truth, even about himself, when he was converted to faith in Christ Jesus by the unmistakable power of God. Though he had sought himself to be holy and acceptable to God, by an enlightened understanding of God that was perfect, he learned to know that even by his hopelessly corrupt thoughts and feelings, he had fallen so short of the glory of God that he was compelled to call himself he of sinners. There was no way that he could muster the unflawed holiness by which God would judge him righteous. He knew and truly confessed that without Christ he could do nothing. But with God all things are possible, nothing impossible. God's Son became man, Jesus Christ, to muster the righteousness by which men could be judged righteous before God, and to remove sin as far as the east is from the west. By God's gift of faith in Christ Jesus, Paul had the forgiveness of sin, freedom from the rule of sin, true life with the power to save God, his Savior, and the sure hope of spending eternal life with his Savior. God did the impossible in preparing and applying salvation. Paul knew and truly confessed it. His sufficiency was from God. In Christ he had come to the fullness of life. In Christ he strengthened him, he could be all things. He is prepared, supplied with what is needed to suffer imprisonment or even death, with total dependency on and absolute trust in Christ. Paul could say that he was ready, and he really was, because God had made him ready. Now let me ask you that one word question again. Ready? Obviously you are available, and apparently you are willing to be undertaken for to continue the study of theology and eventually to assume the pastoral office, and to take the pastor and staff to perform the services to which you choose called or appointed. Ready for all that may ultimately be involved in those things. But are you prepared, supplied with what is needed? If you look to your exactly what he needed, regardless of native intelligence or high undergraduate grade point average or impressive graduate record examination score, or perfect report from a physical examination or indication faculty and staff, regardless of degrees earned and experiences accumulated, you are radically unready. But we've heard the words today. The reading from St. Mark so closely associated in our thinking with the administration of holy baptism reminded us of our baptism, by which we were buried with Christ in death, and with him raised to new life. We reviewed Paul's genuine readiness to be faith in Christ, and so reviewed for our thousand ascension in the baptism the word of the Holy Gospel. We've gathered so conscious of the fact that we're here to celebrate the Lord's Supper, in which we receive Christ's body given and his blood shed for us, for the forgiveness of sin, the sustaining of faith, the strengthening for holy living, and the affirming of the inheritance of eternal life. If we look inwardly and find faith implanted by the Spirit of God through such means, faith which reaches out and holds to Christ in total dependency and absolute trust, sustained by the Spirit of God through the Word and the Sacrament, then we are ready to do what our Lord wants of each of us and to suffer all even death for him. God has made us ready, and we really are. And he will begin a good work in us, will bring it to completion in the day of Jesus Christ. Amen.